Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts Senate wants to put Fidelity Investments on the spot. Senators are planning a hearing to ask Fidelity executives why the Boston Mutual Fund Company is vacating its Marlboro offices and moving more than 1,000 employees out of Massachusetts. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has been looking into this move, and he's here to talk about the motivations. Kurt, thanks for coming in again.
Sure thing.
Kurt, one reason that state government workers say they're disappointed by this move is that they feel blindsided by it. You know, Governor Deval Patrick learned about it when he was on a trade mission in England. Ironically, he was there trying to drum up more economic development for Massachusetts.
Well, it wasn't only a surprise for the state, it was also a surprise for the mayor of Marlboro, that city, which is stomaching this tough news that they're losing one of their biggest employers and losing a lot of folks with good-paying jobs. Mayor Nancy Stevens told Radio Boston earlier today that she wishes there was something they could have done to keep the company there.
I wish I did. Their business practices are such that they make their internal decisions and they're not looking for outside influence. And that was the message I got yesterday, that, you know, we're making our decisions based on our business and we don't want to waste anyone's time because we're going to do what we need to do for our business plan.
So I suppose that if Marlboro and Massachusetts economic development types never even got a chance to make the pitch to try to keep Fidelity, and if Fidelity said don't bother making that pitch, then Fidelity really didn't want to be there.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be too much of a surprise in the sense that, you know, you could kind of cross your arms and be dismayed that the company is moving and put out press releases about how disappointed you are. But if you just look at the numbers of where Fidelity has employees at these satellite offices, it's clear that they've long made this commitment to Rhode Island. And you probably remember it was such a slap in the face when they first moved there. I mean, they have something like 3,000 Fidelity employees in Smithfield, Rhode Island, and only 1,000 in Marlboro. So, you know, contrast that, and it's easy to understand that they wouldn't necessarily want to move the mountain to the molehill and move this molehill of employees to Rhode Island, to the mountain.
So if Fidelity is leaving Massachusetts or leaving Marlboro and sort of consolidating in Rhode Island, New Hampshire, there must be a financial reason for doing that, I assume.
Right, because they would move the mountain of employees if it were beneficial to them, and it just isn't. I mean, Fidelity right now gets tax benefits of about $2.5 million per year from Rhode Island. The state actually owns the buildings there where Fidelity works, and Fidelity basically writes off the rent as long as they have workers there with decent paying jobs. Employees also get a break on bonuses there. And Rhode Island governor, the new governor Chafee, wants to lower the corporate tax rate. Right now it's higher in Rhode Island than it is in Massachusetts. But if his plan goes through, it will be lower. And that's something that they've kind of been touting. Mark Trainer is a spokesman for Rhode Island's governor, and he says they're thrilled that what they're doing is working for Fidelity.
The governor is delighted that Fidelity has indicated that Rhode Island will receive some significant portion of the jobs that will be relocated from the Marlboro facility.
So that's Mark Trainer, the spokesman for Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. And I think the key thing here is that they actually didn't do anything new. They didn't add or come up with any new tax breaks or incentives to get Fidelity to move there. It seems like what they already had in place was working for them and was superior for Fidelity. So
a business decision for Fidelity makes more sense economically to be in other places in some ways.
Right. And then, of course, the tax climate in New Hampshire, where they're also moving employees, that's also a clear benefit.
Kurt, thanks for that update.
Sure thing.
Kurt Nickisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter.